I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
The Burt Show.
Kristen doing a scene out of Anchorman with Will Ferrell will live in my heart and my soul forever.
It's a career highlight.
No doubt.
It is a career highlight. All thanks to your kindness and how well you are at hiding secrets.
Totally surprised you.
Yeah, you did.
We'll get into that in just one second. Got to remind you guys a whole bunch of times this week. We would love to hook up Burt's Big Adventure Kids, and you can do that as well for only $100 with our raffle for a brand new 2025. Audi Q3. All this money is going to Burt's Big Adventure. It's a brand new car.
That's a 2025. That is this year. That would be brand new. So this Audi Q3 donated from Audi Atlanta could be yours for just a $100 raffle ticket. And we have 5,000 tickets we're selling this year. So you got a 1 in 5,000 chance of winning this car. And if you don't, we're also going to give away a couple of $500 in cash to some listeners as well. So you get till 5 p.m. Wednesday, October 22nd. But we would love for this to sell out.
Yeah, we're being a little more ambitious with the tickets this year than we have been in past years, because quite frankly, while Q99.7 has been awesome saying, yeah, man, you can promote whatever you want on Burt's Big Adventure on Q99.7. You could do the trip send-off on the radio station and while you guys are down in Disney. The truth is, when we do these kind of fundraisers, man, we have to talk about it so many times during the show for you guys to go, Oh, yeah, I remember that, right? It takes so many times. And we're not going to have that ability after October 24th to continue to remind you. So this is will be the last time while we're full-time a show together to remind you to do this one specific fundraiser. And it would be a really great way to launch into my retirement.
Yes.
So if you guys could help out here, it's $100. All the money going to Burt's Big Adventure. Please buy raffle tickets at burtsbigadventure.org. All right, this was really great here, and I'm not exactly sure what's in it and what's not. But yeah, Kristen had no idea that I was bringing Will Ferrell in studio.
There was no prep for an interview whatsoever, Abby. The man walks in the studio, and I'm sitting there, and I am shooketh. And you had some ruse, because you said there was a guest coming in, but it was like a family friend, if I'm remembering correctly, or something
like
that.
Yeah, his friend from California.
didn't I say his name was William or something like that?
I didn't catch that part, okay. But I was so mad, because I have a Talladega Nights poster hanging in my basement that could be signed right now, but no.
I didn't want this to be one of those interviews where you do your research, I do my research, so I surprised her, because I know that you're a huge Will Ferrell fan.
Huge Will Ferrell fan, and that was a rough year, and I was down in the dumps, and the good friend that you are, in order to bring me out of my depths of sadness, this opportunity presented itself, and you jumped on it, and you surprised all of us, not just me, but all of us in studio with the one and only Will Ferrell.
And if dude's going to be in here, dang it, they're going to do an Anchorman scene together.
And you pulled it up. Like, you pulled out. Because Anchorman, it's one of the movies I quote the most. I'm in a glass case of emotion. The mean man punted Baxter. So Bert printed out a scene. of Veronica Corningstone and Ron Burgundy, and we reenacted that scene on air, and it was I will never forget it either, sir.
It was October 2018. Will Ferrell just entered the studio. I've been setting you guys up for days.
Have you? This is so surreal.
I'm trying to adjust my microphone.
It's lamp. I apologize.
I'm just going to take a wide stance. Okay. Like this.
How are you?
Oh, I'm great.
Look at Chris is freaking out.
Hi, Chris.
Hi. So nice to see you. I'm so excited. I didn't wash my face last night before I went to bed, and I still have makeup on.
No, I can tell. Yes. You still have a heavy eyeliner on.
I do. Yeah.
Now, Kristen, you're not going to freeze. I know you know lines from his movies.
No, don't make
Come
me
on.
Say them in front of...
Come
no.
on.
I can't. Don't
you're
make me
perform.
Do it.
Perform or perform.
No, please don't.
You love.
No.
Yes. Here's the thing. You'll probably say a line and I'll go, I don't remember what movie that was from.
I don't want, between Old School and between Ricky Bobby, Talladega Nights, between Anchorman, Don't Make Me Do It.
Is that true that you couldn't remember your lines from what movies right now?
Well, there's been moments where I've had people yell things at me and then look at me like, right?
Right.
And then I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. And
milk was a bad choice.
Yeah, well, no, that one I'd remember. But I had some people drive up to me and just start screaming, why are you so sweaty? And I said, I said, I was just on a bike ride. No, stepbrothers.
You don't recall. I'm glad we've gone down this route. Krista didn't know we were going down this route, but Will Ferrell, having you in studio for her is a really huge deal.
Yeah.
I would like to make this epic for her.
What are you doing? Okay, I'm so nervous.
You guys didn't know.
Are you
he
married?
Was coming in.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So are you, right?
Yeah, I'm married too.
Yeah, yeah. But LA
is. In fact, my wife is here.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, nice to meet you.
That's Vivica.
You told me she was your bodyguard.
I know. Well, she is.
Here's what I would
she
really like to do.
Snap your neck like a twig.
I can see that.
Yeah, she could.
What I have done is I have printed off a scene from Anchorman.
Okay. Oh, okay. Bless. What are you doing? I'm about to crap myself.
It's only a couple of lines.
Okay.
Would you mind doing one scene with Kristen?
Absolutely.
She's going to be Alicia
Thank
Corners.
Thank you for saying yes.
You could have said no.
Yeah, you could
I
have.
Know. I really could have.
You really could have.
Okay, I'm going to give
what
you the
if
script.
I refuse? You know what? I changed my mind.
You can. You can 100% refuse.
No, let's do this. You've gone to
I did.
All, you've printed up
This took me
here.
A lot of time. Yeah. Like three pages and a couple of highlights. Perfect. So you could at least pay me that kind of respect. Yeah. Okay, Will Ferrell, you're going to play the part of Ron Burgundy.
Okay.
Kristen, you're going to play the part of Alicia Corningstone, of course. All right. And again, Kristen had nobody in here had any idea that Will Ferrell was coming in.
Okay.
I am going to be
I've got to,
the narrator.
I got to bring my reading glasses out here. Sorry.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I took my anxiety meds.
Oh. All right. Now, at this point, I think this is the scene where you and Alicia Corningstone, I believe, are in your house at this point. Okay, things are about to get hot and steamy and stuff.
His wife is in studio.
Oh, my goodness.
He is an actor.
I'm an actor. This
yes.
is, she knows that I have a professional life.
And you guys aren't going to legitimately be making
acting.
Out. Right, okay.
Okay. Okay.
All right, are you ready?
Okay, you're, this is interior Ron's bedroom.
Yes. Once again, Will Ferrell, you're playing the part of Ron Burgundy.
Okay.
All right, ready? And action.
Oh, you're my Spanish lady.
Wait, I think you missed the top part there. Then.
Well, no, you said interior Ron's bedroom. Oh, you want me to start from there?
You are really not a very good Ron Burgundy.
But hold on, this is not the interior of his bedroom. And then they transfer. Yeah, so. Yeah.
So as a producer and director, I just got fired.
You screwed up.
Okay.
Because I was starting to question if you were even in the movie.
So, top of page 39.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. I love that you got a copy of the script. So no.
I know people.
Okay, sorry. Okay, wait. What if just for tonight we weren't co-workers? What if we were just co-people?
I don't.
Shh. You be a woman, and I'll be a man. That's all.
You continue to surprise me, Mr. Burgundy.
Oh, you're my Spanish lady.
Yeah, take me, my Viking lover.
Oh, yeah, I'm storming your castle on my steed, m'lady.
Oh, take me to Ecstasyville.
Oh, we're going there.
They kiss and fall back into the bed. Beautiful.
Yeah. Wow. Bravo.
Into my my 15 years of doing radio, this is my favorite moment ever.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You really are Will Ferrell.
Yeah, I really am.
You really are. Really am. And a good one at that.
Why, thank you so much.
All right, we're back live now. So we've had Will Ferrell in studio a couple of times over the years, and he is the most authentic, nice guy. Everything you see on a screen with him is Will Ferrell.
Never disappoints.
Never
disappoints. Anytime you talk to him, he never disappoints.
I was so I could hear myself so nervous during that interview that I wasn't letting him talk.
Yeah.
You did a great job.
Oh, you know what? I was proud of that scene, considering how nervous, but I just tried to channel the nerves and really just poured it into the scene. And I feel like I stepped up to the task at hand.
I feel like you crushed it.
The Burt Show.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the Board of Directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.